These have been a series of cutbacks over that period. And of course, what happens is that the lack of beds and nurses in the community hospitals leads to patients unnecessarily having to stay in Letterkenny Hospital. That leads to the serious problems in the emergency department, and that leads to people on growing waiting lists. So we have a broken health service, but it's there by choice, and we need to talk about those choices in the next few years.
And while you're saying the government, while they intend to fund some of these hospitals going forward, it won't actually result in additional beds.
No, this is quite shocking. I mean, the Health Information and Quality Authority, regularly go through the hospitals and look at the situation there, and they have forced the government over the next few years to invest millions in upgrading Buncrana, Carndonagh, St Joseph's Drinorder and Remelton hospitals. But despite those millions that are being invested, not one single additional bed will be created at those hospitals. So this is continual government policy to strip resources from our community hospitals, and we need to call it out, and we need to challenge this, and we need to be honest with the people of Donegal about all of this.